Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. Back again. Good niche, bad niche. We mentioned this on a previous episode. We're kind of all over the place here in Australia. I'm not sure when that episode came out, but you said air conditioners, don't do that. And I was thinking in my head, wait a minute, I think you actually could do that. I don't know. I would have to like change my browser here to get US search results. But there are a few in my head that I'm thinking, fuck yeah, you should do that. Where did your head go when you thought of air conditioners and you immediately were like, yeah, don't do that? Where was your head going?
My head was going the same place that most people's head would go, and I know where your head's going, I think. But most people's head, when you say air conditioners, they'll go to the... I mean, if I think about it here in Australia particularly, I don't know, maybe this market's a little different in the US though, but definitely goes to like the air conditioners that most people have on their wall at home, right? From a brand like Samsung or LG or there's Mitsubishi or something like that. And those like more really consumer, they're probably smaller.
Like the ones you put in your window?
In Australia, we don't really have window ones these days. They're super old fashioned, but the ones that you would put like a split system, you might call it. You'll have like the unit that sits along the...
So you're saying no to split systems?
In Australia, for sure.
Okay.
Because they're all made by brands that are not going to drop ship for you. You're not going to get supply on them at all.
I mean, that's the one I was going to say yes to.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I know people who have sold them. I bought one during COVID. They were really hard to come by. Like, they were hard to source. Even when I moved into my office, which was towards the end of the COVID mania, it was still hard for my landlord, I guess, of my warehouse to get one to put in my little office that worked better. And so, yeah, and the prices are great. They're, like, really great.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, that's obviously going to be a difference in the market. Because here in now that I think about it, I've seen a couple of people who sell them in the US. Once again, brands that we don't have here. I can think of one brand in particular that I know a guy was selling a lot of. But the reality is, I mean, you're not going to be able to sell the products that are sold, that are manufactured by a lot of the big companies, even in the US as well. I mean, you're not getting Samsung to drop ship you air conditioners from Samsung. Maybe you can find a distributor on them, but the margins are going to be shithouse. But I think you probably have a broader market. And then I think there's probably also air conditioning products out there that are not your typical products as well. Do you know what I mean? Like maybe there's ones that businesses prefer. Maybe there's bigger units that are not those. Because here, those brands that I mentioned, they're sold in like every department store kind of thing. Like, you know, we have different department stores to you guys once again, but like you can just... literally in any town, you can probably walk into a store and buy one kind of thing. But I would imagine there's versions of air conditioners, and I'm by no means an expert, that are that are not those sort of things, that are maybe a bit more specialized in some way or larger units. Maybe there's like factory air conditioners, right? And like a lot of the time, there's usually a commercial version of a product that you could drop ship. That might be made by a more specialized company that you can get a supply relationship with. So
you're going the right place. That's exactly where my head went. Was like, you know, selling. And it's funny. You can like David Fabria. Oh, I said that right. He was at the event. He showed me how I could change the settings and get US results. I'm still getting Australian shopping and all this stuff. So I did end up on Lowe's here, where they have, you know, the window units. They have the portable. They've got the central air conditioners. Ductless mini splits is what we were talking about before. I do think you can go even bigger than that on the splits. The in-wall air conditioners that are, you know, basically a window, but in the wall. Portable fans. Look, there's some low ticket things here I would stay away from that maybe you'd sell a lot of $300, $400 things, but you're not going to make any money, right? You're just going to sell a lot of those. But I do think the bigger ones, the commercial, I think you're leaning into new categories too, right? So you might have the big air con, you might have the big dehumidifiers, you might have the big humidifiers, right? You might have the blower fans, if you can picture what I'm talking about. Like they look like a circle and they're blowing on the ground to move air around. Or I think there's even a company in America called Big Ass Fans. What a fucking name, by the way. Big Ass Fans, what a great name. And so I think you could get into much bigger units where there's more margin, be in the commercial space. And it's a much different avatar than Joe Bag of Donuts, who's sweating his nuts off in his house and wants a, you know, a window unit.
Yep. Hey, if you've been thinking about starting your high ticket dropshipping journey with us here at Dropship Breakthrough, but you've got questions, you're unsure about what's inside the course, you're unsure if it's right for you, or you just love to hear from the experiences of our students, you can jump on a free call right now with a member of our team who is also a Dropship Breakthrough student and successful high ticket dropshipper to talk about all of those things. Just head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/call and book your call today. Yep, I think, and there are so many examples of that out there. I mean, if you're, anytime you're looking at a product and it's a consumer version, I feel like these days, if I were doing, going through niche selection for a new store or something like that, anytime I think of a consumer version of a product like this, and there are many other examples like this, and I'm like, no, you know what? I think the consumer side is either just that the brands are wrong, or maybe it's too competitive. Like, I do my competitor research and I'm like, well, there's like 50 people saying these consumer versions. And like, you'll see this once again, we mentioned in another one with coffee machines. There's definitely some brands that the consumer version, like DeLonghi or Sunbeam or something like that, one, they're lower ticket, but they're just sold by like 50 sellers online kind of thing. You're like, no, I'm not going to sell those. But then there's like a, you know, $3,000 machine by a company called Rocket or Rancilio or something like that, which is Italian, which is aimed more at people who are really into coffee or commercial use, right? Mm. And there are tons of those brands that are nowhere near as competitive. And you can still get supplied directly with or from a distributor with decent margins. So I totally think this could be the one that could be like that. But I think there's just so many examples. Anytime I would think of a product like this, I would ask myself the question, is there a commercial version of this product? Is there a version of this product that is used by businesses? And I think if the answer is yes, and you go and look at it, you're not going to see anywhere near the same level of competition. You're going to see different brands, different suppliers, different manufacturers, and they're going to be usually more expensive, right? Even more high ticket, better margins often. So that would be a question I would always ask myself these days.
Yeah, I'm very happy looking at some of these results for the commercial stuff, right? Again, like you said, Sunbeam's a good example in America. Like, they're junk and they're sold everywhere, and you're not going to want to sell that stuff. Whereas, you know, there's some bigger ones, Mr. Cool, Bosch, there's some big names in this space for really big units. I do wonder whether that comes with like installation headaches, like, and not like, you know, this small business wants you to install it. We talked coffee machines last time we talked about this, but more, you know, you need to put a giant unit on the top of a warehouse and like, you know, you might need some heavy duty installation there, and people who are used to working with much higher voltage. I know even here, you guys are using higher voltage than we do in the United States. And so I don't know, it's intriguing for sure. Like, I think the whole, you know, whole business, whole warehouse, whole home, the bigger end of those, I think there's a real opportunity there if I'm just looking at it on the surface. But I've never, you know, I've seen some people selling the mini splits, but I don't know if I've seen the rest of this stuff. And so it makes me wonder, is it viable? My gut is screaming yes, but I don't have any experience there personally.
Yeah, well, I think the answer very much could be yes, because, you know, I see these sort of ideas all the time come from people who are like, I'm looking at these commercial products and I'm like, man, I've never even thought about that. And they go away and they start a business in that space. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking awesome, right?
I saw one. I can't tell you right now. I know the audience is pissed. Yeah. Ask me afterwards. It was a pretty cool idea. And if I get their permission to share it, I will. It was something I'd never thought of. And I think there's probably industries like that everywhere.
Right.
If you just think the commercial version of that, there's something there that you wouldn't have thought of before. And this was definitely an industry I never would have thought of. And so, I'd put air conditioning in that category. I think I'm looking at these giant dehumidifiers. They are in the right price range, and the right person at the back of the screen is buying these things. So it seems like it would be viable to me.
Okay, cool. Well, there you go. I mean, air conditioners. John says no in Australia to the consumer-facing ones, but sure. I would definitely check out, is there some commercial, bigger, whole business, whole home sort of thing? Because I've never even thought to look at that in Australia. So there you go again. Ben says yes in the US across the board, or just for the bigger ones? Would you look across the board?
Look, I'll stick to my normal price point, right? I think we say 800 plus in the course. We probably need to inflate that to 1,000 now with the crazy inflation that's happened the last few years. I like things that are $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $8,000. And so if some of these things in the aircon and the other air dehumidifier, humidifier space are up in that 5K range, I'm very, very interested. It's just so much more fun selling a $10,000 item, right, than it is selling a $1,000 item. And so yeah, I'll give it a yes for me, but I don't have experience, so I don't want to dig. And look, these episodes get more feedback than anything we do. We have people reach out that are like, I'll do that. I've never done anything in my entire life, but I want to do this. And that's cool. Like, I'm glad we're inspiring some people. This one, I might have to say, tell us your experience. Like, if you're in this, and maybe, you know, we don't have to shout you out on the podcast if you don't want us to, but if you're in this and you think it is viable, I'd love to hear about it. I don't think I have any experience here.
Nope. I've seen one person selling a brand of air conditioner in the US, and they were selling, but I've never seen anybody make this kind of like their thing for sure. So if you're looking out there, or if this is your thing, maybe you're somebody who's been installing air conditioners before, right? I mean, these sort of niches are always made for somebody who has had a job in that space, right? Like you know how it all works already, right? I mean, you could learn it if you haven't been in that space, but if you're out there and you're an air conditioning mechanic or installer or whatever, like, I'd be checking this out.
You know, it's funny, HVAC, right? That's what it's called in the U.S. I don't know if it's called that here.
Yep. Oh,
they make a
not so much
pretty fucking good amount of money. I've got a buddy who
they do.
His way out of Walmart distribution center was going to school for HVAC, and I think he walked out of there making six figures installing this stuff. And I can imagine this could be a nice little side hustle for you to have on the weekends as well to supplement your income. You have all the knowledge possible, so you're going to have a better website, you're going to have a better offer, you're going to have better customer service because you know it inside and out, right? And so if that's the HVAC person listening to this, that's cool. Look, I do want to point out, like I said, we get more feedback on these episodes than we get on anything else. I want that to change. So if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment. If you're watching on Spotify, answer the Q&A or however that works. I don't even know. Like, I want more feedback from this. Podcasting is fucking lonely. Like, entrepreneurship is lonely. Podcasting is lonely. We can see the numbers changing. You know, we went to 2 days a week based on that feedback this year. We can see that Tuesdays and Thursdays were our best days for us to put out podcasts. But other than that, we get no feedback. Other than, okay, and I'll shoot you out. Rob, you always send me a message in Slack, and you're like, man, thanks for this episode or this one. We saw some people, you know, right as this is coming out, Spotify Wrapped came out, right? And so,
yeah.
We had, I want to say, Steve Huseman. Does that sound right? Matt Gemkow. Other people were posting in there saying, you know, they're our top 0.5% fan. That's really cool. But honestly, some feedback would be great. Whatever you want to hear, we're here for you. John and I want to talk about some new stuff, you know, beyond dropshipping if we can. But I love dropshipping too. I love e-commerce. I love content. That's going to come out here soon, my little talk on content to commerce. I think there's so many fun things we could talk about. And the more feedback we get from you, the listener, the more we can put out cool stuff. So leave a comment, subscribe, like, all that good stuff too. Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.